Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pitch. Swing and a base hit into the... Oh, what a play by Ozzie! Unreal! Unreal! Listen to the crowd!
Couple of things there. Number one, Ozzie Smith, unbelievable, right? Mm-hmm. Just Hall of Famer. But also, my gosh, I love our broadcast team. I think John Rooney, Ricky, great, Mike Claiborne, they're all really, really good. Grew up on Shannon and Buck. Mm-hmm. And just hearing Mike Shannon, I wish he was still part of the mix, you know? Really miss having him around. But at any rate, that's not why you came here. The reason you came is Ozzie Smith, the multi-gold glover, the Hall of Fame shortstop. I don't need to do any of this introduction. You already know who he is. But coming up is the Ozzie and Friends Gala and Pro-Am. The gala is at the Ritz-Carlton Sunday, October 5th. The Pro-Am at the Country Club of St. Albans, Monday, October 6th. And we've got Ozzie Smith on the line with us right now. Hello. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
All right. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. And we want to get to this gala because you've got some real celebs coming, like Jackie Joyner-Kersee, Dan Jansen, both Olympians, will be part of this event, and we are really looking forward to it. But, you know, we're speaking to you on a day in which the Cardinals have officially missed out on the playoffs. They were eliminated last night. You went to multiple playoffs. You won a World Series. In those seasons when it didn't happen, when the Cardinals were not going to the playoffs, what was it like at the end of the year for you?
Well, I mean, it was very disappointing. I'm lucky enough to say that, you know, for the majority of the time that I was here, that I was playing, you know, we were fortunate enough to go to the playoffs quite a bit. And I can only remember missing a couple, but it was very disappointing, as it is for the fans. And, you know, the last couple of years have been very disappointing, because I think one of the things that we've become accustomed to here is making the playoff, and as fans and as players, experiencing what that is all about. And as we all know, that creates a lot of excitement and stuff. And we're missing it, and I think fans are starting to feel that.
Yeah, Ozzie, as we call it, cold baseball. I love cold baseball. You know, it's a good feeling. The ballpark just feels different.
Yes, yes. It's refreshing for us as players, you know, because here in St. Louis, the summers are always pretty hot. And, of course, playing on that turf, too, you know, was always tough. But we always look forward to the cool of October.
Yeah, did you do the thing with the cabbage and the hat to keep yourself cool in the summer?
We did. That was before all of the technology that they have now, you know. So it was about keeping your feet cool and keeping your head, your engine cool and stuff. But it's fascinating watching what has transpired through the years.
Yeah, absolutely. You get to pull the old back in my day.
That's a
good line. Well, we've got the Ozzie and Friends Gala and Pro-Am. The gala is on the Ritz-Carlton at the Ritz-Carlton Sunday, October 5th. and the golf tournament, the Pro-Am, at the beautiful Country Club of St. Albans, Monday, October 6th. So let's start with the gala. On the 5th at the Ritz-Carlton. What can people expect from that?
Well, we always have a meet and greet, and let me say that we've had guests from Dr. J to Jim Furyk to Albert Pujols to Eric Dickerson and to Bo Jackson to Hank Aaron, and I've tried to bring all of my friends that I've had a chance to meet in my life and my career here and give people here in St. Louis an opportunity to meet these guys one-on-one, and it's been great. I think this is our 16th one, and we're continuing to try and raise money to help kids here in the inner city, and we'll continue that October 5th at 4 o'clock. It is a meet and greet for our VIP guests. 4:30 registration and the silent auction begins. Then the gala begins at 6 o'clock. We have dinner at 6:15, and we have a live auction. And it will be an unplugged chat between myself this year. My special guest is gold gloves and gold medals with Jackie Joyner-Kersee and Dan Jansen.
Wow. We were talking about how both of those athletes loomed so large, not just in the world, but like personally in my life with the Olympics. And I think, too, when you were a kid growing up, watching Jackie Joyner-Kersee, watching Dan Jansen, it holds a place in your mind, in your heart, that's different than once you're an adult. I think it's because when you're a kid, that's all you have to worry about is the sports. You know, you're not worried about life.
Right, right. You know, for all of us that professional sports or Olympians, we consider ourselves very fortunate in that we're able to create moments that last a lifetime. And I know what a real blessing that is for all of us to be able to say that we were part of something that people can remember, you know, exactly where they are, what they were doing and stuff. And that's one of the things that we have the opportunity to share when we sit down and have these conversations. And, you know, not everybody gets to do that, you know, so we consider ourselves very fortunate and very lucky to be able to do that.
So, you know, as Amy said, we were talking about Dan Jansen, and I remember vividly how big of a deal he was going into the Olympics, and then, you know, as a speed skater, and then he fell, and it was so devastating. I remember how much attention was paid to that because he was such a big deal, and how he then overcame something like that. It was really remarkable.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll have a chance to sit down and hear him explain that himself about how he felt and what that moment was like. And, you know, and the moment with his sister as well, you know, so it's really neat. And what I plan on doing is allowing them both to tell us how that all got started, where it got started, and what was their driving force.
Ozzie, I know the golf tournament itself at the Country Club of St. Albans on Monday, October 6th. I know you are a good golfer. When did you start golfing? When was the first time you golfed?
Well, I didn't start golfing until I retired in 1996. I grew up in Southern California and had never really been introduced to the game of golf. So once I started playing it, I realized that this was an opportunity for kids that, in the inner city, it was another alternative. You know, for most of the kids in the inner city, it's always about baseball, basketball, or football and stuff. And I thought this would be a great way that those kids, not only with the game of golf, but the business of golf as well. And so I thought this would be a great way to allow those kids another opportunity and stuff. That's really how and why I got involved. And, you know, we've been able to help some kids. And along the way, you know, hopefully we could find some baseball players or some pretty good athletes, which we have. And the other pillar that we have is our veterans. You know, people often ask me, they say, well, what do you miss the most? Do I miss playing? I don't think we miss playing. The thing that we miss the most when we retire is the camaraderie. And for a lot of veterans who've gone to war and come back with PTSD, they become shut-ins and stuff. And they just like us as athletes, they miss being able to hang with the guys. And what golf has done for them is allowed them to get back out and get back into society. You know, so we talk about the kids a lot, and that's very, very important, but it's also important for our veterans as well. And, you know, we have programs that work with our veterans to allow them to assimilate back into society.
PGA Reach is the charity that is doing all of this great work. And if you're interested in participating in the Pro-Am, whether it is the event, the gala on Sunday, or the golf event the following day, all the information, just I would recommend Googling Ozzy and Friends Gala. And it's the very first result that pops up. So Ozzy and Friends Gala on Google. It's very easy to do that. And I know that you're looking forward to the event. People who are going to be there are going to really be treated to something special if they can make it on Sunday or Monday, Ozzy.
Yes, you know, you'll see a lot of my ex-teammates and a lot of ex-Cardinals, you know. So come on out and let's have some fun and enjoy. It should be a fun evening.
Oh, Ozzy, who's the best golfer you've ever golfed with? It could be whether, you know, it could be a pro, or it could be we could limit it to non-pro golfers.
Well, no, you know, I've been very lucky in that with the tournament we have here, I got the charity part of it. I got to play with Jack Nicklaus. Mm. I've gotten to play with Tom Watson a few times. And as you can imagine, these guys can, Jack doesn't hit it as far, but can still hit it straight. Tom is still pretty active with his golf and stuff. So from a pro standpoint, those two guys, I used to go to Jim Furyk's tournament all the time. And one of the ways I was able to get him here, I've had a chance to play with him. I've had a chance to play with Annika Sorenstam, who, if I was going to teach or tell somebody if they wanted to get, I would rather them get lessons from a woman, because as a man, we're all muscle. And you watch Annika and all of the women pros swing, and it's all about just letting it happen, you know, so not as much muscle. And it was great. Those were great experiences, things that I've been able to experience since getting involved in the game of golf. And golf has probably donated more money than all baseball, football, and basketball combined.
Wow. Ozzy Smith, we love talking to you. And oh, by the way, I know that the last few spring trainings you've been going there, and that everybody saw the video, the long form video of you on the field taking grounders, talking to Nolan Arenado just about the art of fielding a baseball and how cool that really was. Is that something that you think you want to do more of, and will you be a part of spring training next year too?
Oh yeah, I'll be back to spring training. I don't know if I want to, you know, do any more than that. You know, after 15 minutes, Chris, I'm tired, man.
Hey, listen, we get it. We were just talking. We were just talking about old man noises and when you could start making them.
How old do you have to be to make old man
what do you
noises?
Think?
Well. I for me anyway, it probably started about 30.
You played on that turf.
Yeah.
On that turf, yeah. It was, I mean, I think it's one of those things that just kind of happens naturally.
You know, Ozzy, I'm picturing a little like old man grunt when you're doing the backflip. Like, oh, here it comes.
Yeah, there. Oh. You start getting up, you know, you get up in the morning, what was that?
Shouldn't have done that yesterday.
Yeah.
That was one too many backflips.
What did I do yesterday? Oh, my God.
What was the first thing? Because every professional athlete has something give out on them. Like, do you, or at least barks at you all the time? What was the first body part of yours that did that?
Well, you know, because you throw so much, you know, I tore my rotator cuff in 1985, but up until that point, you know, I had the natural aches and pains of ankle twist and, you know, turf toe and all of those type of things. But seriously, the most serious thing that happened to me was my torn rotator cuff in 1985. And Chris and Amy, I didn't get that fixed until after I retired, because it was starting to affect my golf game.
Well, there you go.
It's called priorities, gentlemen.
Priorities, yeah.
Oh, you're living with that, for 12 years, and then you finally get it fixed. You got to play golf. All right, Ozzy, we're so happy to talk to you.
Yeah.
Don't be a stranger. We'd love to talk again soon. Yeah. And enjoy the event coming up in a little over a week.
Okay, thank you guys very much.
That is Ozzy Smith, Hall of Famer, a gold glove. You know who Ozzie Smith is. The Ozzie and Friends Gala and Pro-Am is coming up October 5th and 6th. Ritz-Carlton for the gala, and then at St. Albans for the Pro-Am the following day on Monday. If you are interested in participating or donating to PGA Reach, you can just, I would recommend Googling Ozzie and Friends Gala and Pro-Am, and it is the very first result. It is right there for you. That was Ozzie Smith.
Awesome.
Childhood hero.
Awesome. I'm picturing a backflip now.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX on this Thursday. Gas House Gang coming up at 12. Bernie Miklas and me. We got a good lineup today on the Gas House Gang. We'll be talking to Jesse Rogers with ESPN, Danny Wexelman from MLB Network Radio. She will be joining us. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about the AA team, the Cardinals AA affiliate in Springfield. They are huge winners. So the Springfield Cardinals play-by-play announcers, they have won the Texas League Championship. Jason Schwartz will be with us. So something is good is happening in the Cardinals organization, and there it is.
Go.
So we'll talk to those fools at 12, starting at 12, 12 until 1. All right, we have one more four-pack of tickets that we are going to give away to see Soul on Fire, which is the new movie that is coming out about John O'Leary, who was the burn survivor and an accident that happened to him when he was a kid. And he overcame a lot, became a motivational speaker, and he's really something. William H. Macy is in the movie. And a week from today, we here, the Chris and Amy Show and KMOX, we're doing a screening at Ronnie's Cinema. So it's a week from today, October 2nd, and we've been giving away tickets all week. Another four-pack of tickets we're going to give away right now to caller number 6 to the contest line at 955-1120, 314-955-1120. So the best of luck to you.
Good
again, in a partnership between this show and Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing. We are doing this part of 100 Acts of Kindness.
Yeah, take care of your whole house.
That's right.
So, Pope Leo the 14th.
Yeah.
You remember Pope?
Yeah, I know.
Leo,
the Pope
14th?
Bob.
Southside Bob. So Pope Leo the 14th, there's a Twitter account. And yesterday, he tweeted a pretty touching message. He said, "When it seems we have hit rock bottom, let us remember that this is the very place from which God is able to begin a new creation. This creation is made of people raised up with hearts forgiven and tears wiped away." And Patrick Nolan, who is a White Sox blogger,
yep.
Yeah, he retweeted the Pope and said, "Oh my goodness, he's still watching the games."
Oh my God. Hey, so the Rockies ended up winning enough that they did not end up with the worst record ever. So the White Sox do get to keep that. The worst record in the history of baseball, they still get to keep. The one they set last year.
I saw that, which I'm kind of surprised because the Rockies earlier in the season were on a trajectory to kind of run away with it.
Oh, they were so bad.
They were going to run away with it, but good on the White Sox for holding the record, but it was
really funny.
Actually a touching message from the Pope, but kind of a funny spin from a White Sox blogger.
So, I guess it's all perspective, right? So if you're thinking, oh, the Cardinals, this situation really sucks, it does, it's not fun right now. It could be worse, because speaking of the Sox, let me give you a couple of more notes here.
Okay.
These are amazing. Josh Nelson, who's another Sox blogger, he points out that in their 125 years of existence, the White Sox have lost 100-plus games 7 times. 4 of those have happened since 2018.
Wow!
Dude.
Whoa!
You could be losing you could have 100 lost seasons multiple times since 2018. That's awful. And here's another one. Since Major League Baseball split into divisions and began the modern playoff era in 1969... the Sox have appeared in fewer postseason games than any franchise except for the Rockies, who didn't even exist until 1993.
That's
Cardinals
so
fans, listen.
That's so good.
It doesn't feel great right now, but just keep in mind, it could be worse.
100%. if you look at the 10 years, 2018 to 2028, it will be the worst decade for any baseball franchise in history.
Oh, they stink so
right?
bad.
Yeah, it has to be. And if they've had fewer playoff appearances, and we know we've already got 400 losses.
And they had so much promise in like 2021. They were looking like the next World Series contender, and then all fell apart for them. At any rate, Cardinals, they got a new direction they are heading. Chaim Bloom is taking over as soon as the season ends, and the season ends on Sunday. They have officially been eliminated from postseason contention. One final three-game series against the Cubs at Wrigley Field starts tomorrow afternoon, and then that will be it for the season for the Birds.
Hey, the KMOX Soccer Showcase is at Hot Shots Fenton tonight from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We will speak with St. Louis City SC broadcaster Jen Cease next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
He's going to win this one. The move to seven W's on the season. Final whistle does confirm it. They're booing. We're cheering. Final score, St. Louis City 3, San Jose 1.
Well, City SC, they got a win, and they've only got a couple more games left to go. They've got this one home game here. It's happening Saturday at City Park, well, at Energizer Park. And then they will play in Austin October 4th, and the season comes to an end. But in the meantime, the final KMOX Soccer Showcase happens tonight at Hot Shots in Fenton from 6 until 8 o'clock. We already talked to Matt Pauly about that. It's open to the public, so KMOX Soccer Showcase in Fenton at the Hot Shots. Tomas Ostrock's going to be there, and so is Jen Cease, who joins us now on KMOX. Jen, what's up?
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing okay. How do you feel about the end of the soccer season rolling up on us?
You know, soccer is a long season, many, many weeks. You think 34 games, that can't be too many, but it is stretched out over a long period of time. So it's kind of simultaneously feels like it just got started, and I can't believe it's almost there, but it has been a long one.
Well, Jen, I know it wasn't the season City wanted, just like for the St. Louis Cardinals. It wasn't the season we wanted, and so we're looking ahead, excited for Chaim Bloom and a new direction. What about for City SC? What is the trajectory right now as the season about to come to a close, and
right,
how much could it change in the offseason?
That's a really great question. I mean, if you've got three games left, so that's 9 points to grab. They are coming off with some momentum. So it's, you know, at this point, it's how do you want to finish your season? You're not going to get to the playoffs, but how do you want to finish your season to set yourself for the next year? Now, the offseason is short for soccer. It's not as long as you might think it is, about a month and a half by the time these guys are gone and come back. But there's a lot to do. I think it's 19 or 20 players have contracts that either are expiring or need to have some kind of renegotiation. So there's a lot to do with that to set them up for success. And, oh, as we all know, we need to finally, you know, finalize that decision on a head coach. Will it be David Critchley? And we need a sporting director. So there's a lot of loose ends for City to tie up as we approach these last three games of the season and getting ready for 2026.
So the league is such that it's not unusual to have a pretty quick turnaround. How quickly can this team do it, especially considering, you know, ownership basically promised a playoff season going into this past season?
Yeah, they did. Now, if you look at it, you can, I would say Nashville SC is the best example that we can look at of a team who I think was, you know, 11th or 12th in their Eastern Conference last year, didn't have a very good run, and now they're up towards the top. They've changed everything. They changed coach. They changed playing style. They brought in players that fit. They spent money. And you look at it, it was a little bit, more time on their hands than what City has now. But I think there's definitely enough time to go back to the roots of who City wants to be, how we want to play. Do we have the coach that will do that? Do we have the players that he or she can use to make that happen? And then do we have a sporting director that's going to make all those loose ends come together and really have what Marcel Hartl talked with Tom Timmerman on for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Mm-hmm. Timmerman wrote a great article on it. And Marcel himself said, you know, what are the one things you need to happen to make that happen? He said, don't change coaches. Don't change the staff. We need some consistency to put those people in place and then stick with them for the time while you rebuild and redefine yourself as a club.
Yeah, Jen, I am glad you brought that up because I read that this morning and it seemed like a surprising statement to hear from a player. Maybe it's not, but I mean, you're in this, you know, a little bit of tumult within the organization, and you have a player saying, hey, we need to keep our coach. Were you surprised by that statement? Were you not surprised?
Given that Marcel is German and they're very, the German players are very direct, I'm not really surprised that Cello would say something like that. They're just very direct in how they speak. Luke Spanishiel was that way as well when he was on often on Sunday mornings with Tom Ackerman. So I'm not surprised at the directness, but you can feel it within the club. You can feel it with the fact that, you know, in gosh, guys, we're third season, four coaches, if you include all the interims, the starting coach to Hack being interim, then we get Olaf Melberg, and now we're on another interim. That's a lot of change. The change of Luke Spanishiel, of course, is just like another kind of nail in the coffin, so to speak, for the players. So, yeah, I think, you know, the players to know that who's our guy, who's our person, who's that going to be, and let's stick with this even through the rough times. I'm not surprised at all that they want some consistency if they're going to be here longer.
Talking to Jen Cease, City SC broadcaster on Y98, the KMOX soccer showcases tonight. You know, you mentioned in talking about the next head coach, whoever it happens to be, if it's Critchley, it could be somebody else. You also said whoever he or she may be. And I know that there is at least...
You never know.
I'm asking this. I know there's at least one... there's a female head coach in one of the academies. So the lower age group in the MLS, yeah. Lower age group. And I want to say it's San Jose, and with an all female ownership group that started City SC. Do you think that they would be interested in going down that path someday? Because it would be a first.
Yeah, I think that they would. I think City does like to be first in a lot of things. We have actually Megan McCormick is with the Academy for St. Louis City, and she is brilliant. She's a brilliant coach. She's just brilliant in the way she thinks. And as more and more the women's side of the game gains traction, and we start to have girls who become coaches, who become women who are coaches at high levels, that, yeah, you start to see those things injected. I think we've seen it in hockey as well, where you're starting to see women break into those roles. I think knowing City's identity and that they like to be kind of those groundbreaking, make those groundbreaking moves, I can see the club going there if you have somebody who's, of course, qualified like they do in the academy level for City. And I would be here for it one day, guys.
Yeah.
Well, you know, looking at the different professional leagues, the Seattle Kraken hired Jessica Campbell as an assistant coach.
Right.
She's behind the bench. That's mm-hmm. the first female assistant coach in the National Hockey League. And each league has its own environment, has its own challenges, has its own vibe. How do you think MLS ranks and would be receptive to a female coach?
Oh, that's a great question. I think the push on the women's side of the game has become so much so that it's an undeniable force. So it's a matter of what you want to do with that energy. Do you want to fight it or do you want to ride the wave? I think it's a smarter business maneuver for a club, for a league to ride the wave. It's coming. So it's Emma Hayes for the U.S. Women's National Team is just a groundbreaking coach in the way she thinks and the way she has changed the way the U.S. women approach that game. And she's very outspoken about the fact of, Why do you keep asking me questions about the women's game, and why do you want me to model the men's game? It's different. The way she thinks is different. So I think that in the MLS, will there be people who are surprised and opposing and disbelieving? Yeah, it's probably the same people who asked Megan McCormick with the Academy when she got there of, do you think you can handle these boys? Do you think they'll respect you? And it's like, yeah, if I can do the job, I don't think there will be any problem. It's usually just a few people who kind of have that issue. So it's inevitable. It's a matter of, does the league want to do it reactionary or do you want to do it and be on the front part of that wave? I would prefer the latter.
Yeah, I mean, the NBA did it a long time ago. San Antonio, the Spurs, hired a female assistant who was on the bench, and the Giants did it 5 or 6 years ago, and then I want to say the Phillies, mm-hmm. not on the big league bench, but in the minor league system, they had a female coach. So I mean, my question about the players, and I know you can't answer for every player in MLS, but generally speaking, do you think that's a crowd, the MLS crowd players I'm talking about, who would be receptive to that, or would it take some time for them to get used to it?
I think it'll take some time for some of them. Like you said, it depends on the profile. If you look back to when Tori Penso came in as the first time City had a women's head referee, a head referee that was a woman, she's just a little thing too. She's shorter than me. She manages the game. She lets the guys play. And I believe it was Houston that we played, and Houston had a problem with it. Houston, there was a problem, and they had a problem with testing her in a way that they necessarily wouldn't test a male head referee, and she handled it beautifully. I think it's just, again, a matter of time. You're going to have those that are let's say aging out of the system, so to speak, yeah. that are going to have issues with that. Some of it's cultural. Soccer is very, very culturally diverse. Mm-hmm. So you're going to sometimes have the culture, but it's if you want to play, get on board.
Yeah, no, that's such a great point about the cultural diversity of soccer. We see that in the NHL as well, right? You have like the Nordic countries, you have Russia, you have Canada, you have the U.S. So there are some different, probably different levels of acceptance. But I like what you said a few minutes ago about how a lot of times it really is the majority are cool with it, but there are some loud people who aren't. Because when I covered the Stanley Cup final with the Blues in 2019, and so you bring in the NBC crew, and AJ Melezko is a gold medal, Olympic gold medal winner in women's ice hockey at the 1998 Winter Olympics. She knows the game, and so she's doing her pre-game prep because she's a broadcaster, just one of the best, such a great broadcaster. But when she was in the locker room before the game, all the players, Jen, were like asking her questions. I didn't see anybody being weird. People were like, there were like two guys like waiting to just talk to her about her experience, her thoughts, what she thought about this new development in the game. And it was so casual and it was so not a big deal that I thought it was very cool and was a testament to her wisdom and experience, but also the way the players I think a lot of the players were totally cool with it.
Yeah, I found that. Now, granted, I've only coached on the youth levels, but I've coached boys and girls, and I never, maybe just one time, I had to beat all the boys in a 1v1 so they would listen to me, which I did. I was 24, so I was much more, I was able to do that. But like once there's the credibility is established, there's really no issue after that. And I find that I think the noise tends to come from outside more than it's coming from inside the house. That more times than not, if you have credibility, you sound like you know what you're talking about, you prove you know what you're talking about, and you take a vested interest in your players, which I think is very, very strong suit for women, that the players will jump on board and they will do what it takes to win. And if that means working with you and you're on their side, they're going to work for you as well.
Jen Cease, City SC broadcaster on Y98, part of the KMOX Soccer Showcase, the final one of the season tonight at Hot Shots in Fenton. It's from 6 until 8 o'clock. Thomas Ostrock's going to be there tonight.
Yeah, he's going to be great. He's a little soft-spoken and shy, but he's tremendous, and he works so hard, and what a journey he's had. So I hope a lot of people – I grew up in Fenton. We consider ourselves a soccer part of town, that a lot of people come out, show up, and then you don't have to cook dinner, everybody. Get some dinner, get a beverage, get an autograph.
And you got any prizes?
With soccer practice, go home.
Any prizes
yeah,
to give away?
Yeah, there's going to be this – I don't know the specifics of this one, but like the last one, we had three hats that were, you could see they were freshly signed by Roman Berkey,
nice.
Cedric Toyshirt, and Marcel Hartl. So there's always great merch to raffle off. So definitely come. Yeah. And it's always a great time too. The players take really good amount of time with the fans, especially the kids, and get the selfies and talk to them. It's a lot of fun.
6 to 8 p.m. at the Hot Shots in Fenton. You don't want to miss it. And Jen, I have to ask you, because you have wisdom outside of the game, outside of sports, you're also my mom's favorite. She loves when you share your life wisdom. Why do...
Oh, your mom's my favorite now.
She's like, Jen is so good. Why do old men make old man noises all the time? I don't feel like women, they don't make old man noises. Why do old men make old man noises?
That's a great question, because now I'm gonna head to a conference room, press conference room with some old gentlemen, and I'm not gonna be able to hear that. Thank you.
Wait.
But there's a lot of throat clearing, a lot of grunting. I don't know. What is that?
Crunch? Ron, show the teeth sucking.
Oh, the
Oh, ew, yuck.
I don't know.
Get a toothpick.
That's why Yeah.
Right?
I've seen guys suck on the toothpick.
Oh, it's the worst.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
My mom has always told my dad, you're not allowed to make old man noises. She'll stop him right in the middle of it.
Let me just tell you, I know.
Oh, God.
I know a broadcaster of a professional sport who would do it sort of like on the air.
Oh.
And not here in St. Louis.
Oh.
He's not a local, but would, you know, in the middle of a game, he would just... You'd hear it right in the microphone.
I don't even want to hear you take a drink of water on the microphone, please. No. Ew.
Yeah. One time, I told Amy this story. One time I did a show with Dustin Byfuglien, NHL.
Yeah, yeah.
Big guy.
Yep.
And
looks like Byfuglien.
Byfuglien,
yeah.
That's right. And we were at a bar doing the show, and he ordered chicken wings, and they showed up while we were in the middle of a segment. He just started eating them.
Oh, my
right
gosh.
Right in the middle of the segment. So he's chewing and... He's talking, and I didn't know him that well, so I couldn't tell him, like, hey, man, don't do that. And his girlfriend texted him and said, hey, I can hear you chewing. Stop it.
God,
it was really
thank
gross.
You. Thank you, girlfriend.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
I will forgive. I forgive the players when they come off and we do our player profile. We usually do them on Tuesdays. We interview them, and those poor guys are like sweaty. They're dripping. Like they shake my hand and I'm like, ew. And I wipe my hand on my pants. So I will forgive that, because they're coming off there. Many times, you know, allergies in St. Louis, they're like, you know, as they're talking,
yeah, yeah.
They're sniffing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah.
And so I edit that stuff out. You're all welcome. So we don't have to hear that.
Thank you so much, Jen, for everything you do.
You're the best.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Jen Cease will be at the KMOX Soccer Showcase, Hot Shots in Fenton, last one of the season, 6 until 8 o'clock tonight. Midfielder Thomas Ostrock is going to be there. So you will want to show up at the Hot Shots in Fenton. It's Chris and Amy's show. Congratulations to Art in St. Louis, who won a 4-pack of tickets to see Soul on Fire next Thursday. with the Chris and Amy Show and Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing, part of our 100 Acts of Kindness. Gas House.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Gang, it's coming up at 12 o'clock, so a few more minutes here of the Chris and Amy Show, but it's going to be Bernie Miklas and me, Chris Ranji. We'll have Danny Wexelman, St. Louisan, by the way. She will be on the show, Jesse Rogers, Jason Schwartz, who covers the AA Springfield team that just won the Texas League. So pretty packed show coming up at 12 o'clock. Amy brought up the old man noises because they offend her, and a texter here says, well, what about old lady noises? They like to sigh a lot.
Maybe it's sighing.
Kind of true.
Matt said it's nagging.
Wow. I mean, what year is it?
Yeah. I don't know.
What is it, 1968?
Raj!
Good Lord.
Raj, get over here! I mean, it is the 1960s sitcom trope that you have the gossipy old lady.
Yes.
Like in Bewitched. Remember how she would always look out her curtain?
I do not remember that,
Abner!
No.
Abner! Like that.
So we asked the appropriate age when it's okay to start with your old man noises.
Yeah.
Message to 314-436-7900 says, I'd say once you turn 31, it stops being a choice and it just starts becoming part of your life.
31 is pretty young. That's pretty young.
Yeah, I don't know. James O'Sullivan, he's way past 30. Do you make old man noises? Just give us a thumbs up or thumbs down. Do you make old man noises? He says kind
He's equivocating.
All right.
Yeah.
Another message says, my wife is 39 and will blow her nose at the table. It drives me nuts.
No, come on, ladies. We're better than that.
Nobody should be blowing their nose at the table unless it's an emergency.
It might be the rudest place to blow your nose.
Yes.
Because you know that there are specks and flecks and mist.
Yeah.
That the napkin is not catching. And what is in front of you? Everybody's food.
And it's always a quick trumpet sound, like a texter points out. It's almost like you're not accomplishing anything. It's like that, you know? And they do it real quick. It's out of habit or something.
I do feel like Matt could start making old man noises within the next year or two.
It's within the next few days, probably.
He's an old man almost, in the best way.
Almost it's, time for you?
It's imminent. Any day now.
A listener says the old man sucking their teeth noise comes from Werther's candy withdrawal.
That's a great point. Man. Did I tell you when I used to be an upper deck witness, like upper deck trading cards?
Yeah, you have to, if they signed the cards?
Yeah, I would watch them to make sure they would sign it because a lot of times young guys would have signing parties with their girlfriend and friends and they would take turns signing because you got 1,000 cards. So anyway, I was a witness and I went to a... I witnessed Steven Jackson, right, signing cards a few times, like at his house, and his dad was there. And I kid you not, I was standing there watching Steven Jackson sign the cards. His dad walks up from behind me, says nothing, reaches in his pocket, pulls out a Werther's original, and holds it out in front of me. And I was like, why, thank you.
You know what?
He didn't even say anything. He had it.
Old men always have candy in their pockets.
I knew a guy,
and he wasn't even that old, but I knew a guy that always had loose gum in his pockets.
That's dangerous.
Like not the wrapper gum, you know, like the little...
Like the Chiclet type
things? Yeah, kind of like the Chiclet type gum.
Oh,
he would just have them loose in his pocket.
That's really funny.
And say, hey, you got any gum? And he'd be like, well, yep. And he'd pull it out and go, I'll wait. Thank you, though. All right, anything you missed on this show is on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Podcasts of the full show segments, they're all there for you, and we hope you listen to those. We also hope you come back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We're back to full staff at 9. Hancock and Kelly, both of them are with Chris and Amy, both of us. We are there tomorrow starting at 9 o'clock. That's how we'll get your Friday going. We hope that you have a terrific rest of your Thursday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.